This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. There is nothing better than having organization in your life. Now, I'm talking about where your closets are all beautifully organized and everything is in its place, or a two-car garage where you can actually park two cars in there and still have space. Now, this fantasy life can be yours, and it's pretty easy with some help. I have on the line my good friend Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday, Lisa.
Oh, thanks for having me, Belinda.
So what are you giving up this hour?
I am still helping my daughter move, so I'm sitting in the middle of Inman Park, and I've never hung out here, but what a gorgeous place.
Oh, I
so
love...
So many restaurants and bars, and it's awesome.
Oh,
I love it.
I love Inman Park. You're right. The restaurants and the bars and the cute houses...
Oh, yes, it's adorable.
Yes.
I'm so glad that I'm getting familiar with this part of Atlanta.
Oh, you're going to be in hog heaven. Okay, Lisa, it's garage season. And normally we keep those garage doors open because we're out and about and we're doing things in the yard and in the garden. And the garage doors are open and your neighbors can see in. And they're judging you. Okay.
Maybe. I have to tell you, I moved about 3 or 4 months ago, and there's two little girls next door, about 8 and 10. We met the parents and the girls, and one of the little girls said, "But Mom, did you see her garage?"
Oh.
So even the kids noticed.
See? It matters. Okay.
It does matter.
So this is the perfect time to clean it up and get organized. And you can park two cars in your two-car garage. It's possible, right?
It is possible, yes.
And how do we go about doing that?
Well, one of the little girl's amazements when she saw my garage was the whole back wall lined with cabinets.
Yes.
So everything is just tucked away. When you look in, it just looks like a neat room. It doesn't even look like a garage. So it makes a huge difference how you feel when you look in and see it. And it's something you can be proud of when your neighbor's kid notices.
So, Lisa, I've always said, and I said this to you, your garage is the first thing you see when you come home from work and the last thing you see before you leave home to go to work. And it sets the mood how you feel, I think. And the garage is kind of your dump all for what you don't know what to do with for other parts of the house. You're like, well, I don't know where I want to use this, so I just put it in the garage for the time being. I'm going to use that later, so what are we going to do with it? Just put it in the garage. Or, you know, you have all this lawn equipment that you need, and that has to be in the garage, and you have all your seasonal Christmas decorations. Well, that goes in the garage, and you're a home do-it-yourselfer, that stuff's in the garage. Well, it just starts to just grow and grow and grow. And pretty soon, you can't park a car in there. And I have people that I know, they're in that situation. And I used to be in that situation. You know what my garage looked like. And it made me sad. It made me really sad to look at my garage. It put me in the worst mood. And I called you and I said, what can I do? And tell people what you did. You came out and you literally reorganized me. I mean, you flipped it completely around.
We made a place for everything. Like, there was even a slot for your ladder to slide right in.
But you didn't just make a slot. You measured to see what
you measured
my
in your
ladder.
Garage.
It was amazing.
Okay, well, amazing is a strong word for measuring a ladder, but that's our job. We measure everything and make sure that we find a home for it. Because you're so right when you say when you look in and it's a big mess, and I've lived through this with my daughter moving. Where did she store all her stuff? In my garage. And every day I was frustrated when I looked in because my beautiful garage had
stuff.
And I like it to be neat, clean, straight. And so it affected me for a couple of weeks while that was going on. So absolutely true. And we can definitely help people find a spot for all the stuff you're trying to store.
Now, maybe not everything that's in your garage you need to keep. And so you need to go through that part of the process. But on the things that you do need to keep, Lisa and her team will come out and literally take stock in what you have and decide the best way. Do you need cabinetry? Do you need the wall hanging system?
Oh, where... Handy Wall.
Tell us about Handy Wall.
So Handy Wall is a brand of flat wall. It comes in, gosh, I think 25 to 30 colors, so we can match anything. And it has little slats where you can slide in different organizational tools. So you can slide in hooks to hang power cords or hooks to hang your blower or your weed eater. There's even a little paper towel holder you can slide in.
I have that, and it's so cute.
And yeah, then you have paper towels in your garage. So if you're outside working and you need to wipe your hands off, voila, they're right there. Has little attachments for your screwdrivers and hammers, all kinds of tools, or baskets where you can throw things that don't sit well on a shelf or, you know, store things that you use on a daily basis.
Now, I chose for everything to be behind a cabinet because I want it to look like another room in the house. I literally pull in and there is nothing sitting out. I have a workbench, and I get mad when the kids leave things sitting out on the workbench. I'm like, you know where that goes. Everything has a place in this garage. And... put that where it goes. And so everything goes in the cabinet. So I like a sleek look.
Yes, and that's wonderful. And we try to do that as much as possible. But if you do have a two-car garage and you want to park two cars in, it's not always wide enough mm-hmm. to do cabinets down the side. You had cabinets down the side because your
right.
garage is nice and big. But if that's not possible, that's where the Handy Wall comes in place because it doesn't stick out into the garage. It doesn't prevent you from opening the door when your passenger tries to get out of the car or the driver if it's on the other side. So it's a way to create neat looking storage and still leave room for your cars to park.
Now, Lisa, I see a lot of people storing things above their garage door. I mean, absolutely piling that area above the garage door full. Is that a good use of space?
I mean, if that's your only option, you're talking about hanging from the ceiling?
Yes, hanging from the ceiling.
Hanging from the ceiling. So we don't do that for liability reasons, because if that falls on your car, well, that's a mess. But yeah, I have seen those. And if you're completely out of space, maybe not a bad option.
Okay. But I bet my insurance company would not like me having things hanging from the ceiling.
I have actually seen them come down. So they have to be installed correctly into the joists, and you have to get a professional company to do it to make sure that it's safe. Absolutely.
Okay, folks, if you have a question for Lisa about storage questions, maybe you have things that you just can't find a storage solution for, I guarantee that Lisa has that solution for you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're not just talking about garages today, although that is the hot topic of the season. We can talk about kitchens. We can talk about closets. We can talk about pantries. You name it. They can bring organization to any room in your home. And that number is 404-872-0750. And what is I see different color combinations going on in garages.
Yes. So right now, all the rage, not in just in garages, but kitchens, closets, garages, is to mix the colors. So
really?
Instead of just one color cabinet, they're mixed up. So maybe the base of it, the shelves and the vertical panels are black, and then the doors are silver or red or pretty much any color that you can think of. So it gives a real pop when you look in and see it.
Okay. And when we're talking about garages, the floor is really important because that takes a lot of use and abuse in a garage. I mean, when I first moved in, they just painted it and it peeled up and it was terrible. So what garage floor solutions do you have?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have to hold that and do it after the break. The music is playing, and I don't want to, make you do it too quickly. So we're going to do that right after the break. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Now back to Melinda Skelton and Atlanta Living on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are talking about organizing your life in every room with the help of Artisan Custom Closets. I have owner Lisa Carlquist on the line with me. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Belinda. I'm glad to talk to you. It's been a while.
It's been forever. Okay, let's get back to that garage floor because it's an integral part of how your garage will look in the end. You don't want to have these gorgeous looking walls or cabinets and then have just painted concrete. So we've got to amp up the look of that garage floor. So what can you offer us?
I've got to let everybody know about the new garage flooring we sell. So do you remember when you got your garage floor done? It's an epoxy-coated floor. It gave you a headache, the
smell. I had the worst migraine. And
for days.
I had to send the kids away for 2 days. It was that intense.
It was bad. And then you couldn't drive on your floor for a week.
Right.
Well,
right.
All that is no more. So we sell a new floor. It's not epoxy coated. It's actually a heavy plastic. It comes in 15 by 15 squares in dozens of colors, has a lifetime guarantee. The squares actually pop together.
Oh, cool.
And you can create really cool designs. The first one I tried when I was designing it, oh, I shouldn't say this. I will offend people, but I'm a Tennessee fan. So I made like the Neyland Stadium football field design. You can do almost anything. All the colors are available. One of the great things is if you ever move, so A, it's less expensive than epoxy. If you ever move, you can pick up this floor and take it with you.
Oh, that's
you
great.
Can blow under it. You can put water on it. You don't have to wait to drive on it. They install in about 4 or 5 hours. The minute we walk out, you can pull your car right in. We can build cabinets right on top of it. We can go around your cabinets if you already have cabinets. But it's a huge improvement. There are 4 or 5 different styles and dozens of colors. So easy to do. I have it in my new house. I absolutely love it.
Okay, can you make the Georgia G? Could I have that in my garage?
We can make you a Georgia G
for
all those
cool
Georgia fans. I know there's a lot of them out there.
There's a lot of us out there. So, I mean, I give you the Tennessee because my son's going to UTC. So that's cool.
Yay!
Yes. So, but
yeah, but we can actually do specialty, like special order, any design or logo that you would like.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, you can. But most people opt for something more simple. And so you can do just a black and gray. You can do a red and black. You can mix 3 colors. Pretty much anything you want. And it looks so sleek. You know, please go to our website at artisancustomcloset.com and take a look at the garage flooring photos because it's a huge difference and not that expensive.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. We want you to give us a call, 404-872-0750. Ask all your organizational questions, 404. 404-
This is It's 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about organizing your life one room at a time with the help of Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. And we're really focusing this hour on your garage because it's warm outside, you're doing things and in your garage and in outside in your yard, and that garage door is up and people can see in, and people are driving by and they're looking at your stuff and they're judging you. And you want to minimize the stuff that can be seen. And Lisa can tell you the best way to get that stuff up off the ground and in cabinets or on hooks and organize it so you can pull those cars, best use of space, pull those cars back in the garage or whatever the best use of space is. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And Lisa, we have a call and we're going to go to the phones and speak with Rick in Ball Ground. Rick, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful, Belinda. It's so good to speak with you, longtime fan.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. How can we help you?
Well, I work on classic cars in my garage. I have a two-car garage, and currently my wife's 300Z is in a million pieces because I'm rebuilding the motor. But I was wondering if Lisa could help me get organized because I have several tool cabinets and, you know, some specialty tools, and there's just really
no room to work. Yeah. Well, Lisa, what's your advice for Rick?
Well, we can absolutely help Rick. And one of the things for people who work on cars is the new flooring that we sell. It's basically indestructible. So grease, oil, hot tires, nothing affects it. So that would, for your classic cars, make them really pop and stand out. As far as all the toolboxes you already have, we deal with that a lot. We can build around them, slide your toolboxes in, put some cabinets above them, make it all match up. A lot of the toolboxes are red. I don't know if yours are, Rick, but we've done a lot where we do cabinets with a combination of red and black, and the toolboxes look like they were born there, meant to be there.
Oh, that's great.
Well, in fact, they are Craftsman Red, so yes.
Imagine that. Yes, we've seen that. And
okay,
they're really
Lisa,
nice, so you don't want to get rid of them.
There?
Just visit artisancustomclosets.com or check our website for our phone number, 770-790-5368. And we're in Ball Ground all the time, so we'd love to come take a look.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, Rick, thank you so much.
Rick.
Let's get those tools off the ground and that car back together. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's talk a little bit about closets because you do a lot with closets. You redid my master closet, and I would have sworn that you knocked out a wall because it looked twice as big when you finished with it than when you started. And you just, I mean, when I went in, I had builder grade everything. Builder grade.
I think you had wire shelving in your closet,
yes.
If I remember right.
Oh, yes. And, you know, they didn't think about, I mean, I love my builder. God bless you, Giles. But he didn't think about if I put the, you know, space it here, she'll have maximum storage. You know, they just hang them and go. But you really came out with your designers and redid everything. And I actually have room for more.
Oh, I bet you do. It makes a huge difference. In some cases, we can double the amount of your hanging space. But one of the things we do that you don't get when a builder puts in wire shelves is, for instance, this week this happened. We had a couple sharing a closet. She was 5'2", and he's 6'5".
Oh,
and we were able to give each of them a side that worked for them. So on her side, we made her hanging, obviously, a lot lower than his. On his side, he now will have to put his own clothes away because she can't reach his top hang. So, you know, I guess that's a downside. But all of their clothes fit perfectly. We made room for shoes. He wore a size 14 shoe, so he needed special depth on his shoe shelves. And we're able to do all of that and still make it work. And then beyond that, if they ever sell their home, everything's adjustable. So it can be moved up and down to fit the new owners if that ever happens.
Oh, that's great. And so, you know, you can make the shelves. If I wear more dresses than pants, you can make that more customized to me. If I have more shirts than dresses, I mean, you can really customize it to my wardrobe.
Absolutely. That's what we do. And that's why we measure everything in your closet, the height, the width, the depth, how far it sticks out. And just a tip for everybody in Atlanta and America, for that matter, when you hang your pants over a hanger, they're much more narrow than a shirt hanging on a hanger. So put those pants up top and put the shirts at the bottom. That in itself will make your closet feel bigger. It's
really
kind of like the same concept as your kitchen cabinets. They're 24 deep at the bottom, but your upper cabinets are only 12 deep. So think of your pants that same way. So that if you hang them at the top, you basically have gained 6 or 8 inches of walk room, and it makes your closet feel bigger.
Okay. I've never considered doing that in my life.
I mean, a lot of people think, I guess, linear. So you wear your pants on the bottom, so they hang them on the bottom. Wear your pants on the top, hang them on the top. But in when you're talking about space, you want the pants on the top. Much easier to see, much easier to get to, and it makes your closet feel bigger.
That's why you are doing what you're doing, and I'm doing what I'm doing, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Okay. You also have another trick that I absolutely love is when you put your clothes away, or start out by turning all the hangers backwards.
Backwards. And I did that when I moved. I hung all the hangers backwards, and as I wear them and put them back in, I turn them around the proper way. And at the end of this season, anything I haven't worn this summer that's still hanging backwards, I know I need to donate that item because I haven't worn it.
I know.
I mean, there are always a few exceptions,
like my wedding dress.
Isn't it
we only wear 20% of our wardrobe?
That's what we see. So we wear 20% of our wardrobe 80% of the time. So we all have that one or two outfits we're not going to get rid of that we wear a couple of times a year. Same thing with shoes. The average woman in our world has 60 pair of shoes.
Has what? What'd you say? How many?
60.
What?
Yes, that's the average that we see. But they wear the same 8 or 10 pair over and over.
I only have 8 or 10.
Pair. I don't think that's true. I think you need to go home and count.
Now, I need to go shopping is what I need to do.
Or go shopping. I'm guessing you had 30, 35. So get back to me on that one.
Okay. I'm gonna go home and count. Okay.
Please do.
Folks, if you have a question for Lisa about organization tips in the closet, in the master closet, in the pantry, in the kids' room, if you're just at your wit's end about a space and you don't know what to do with, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I know there are a lot of parents out there that are pulling their hair out in their kids' room. What are some tips that you can give us for kids' rooms?
Baskets work great in kids' rooms because they're never going to be folding things like you do or taking the same care that you would as a parent. So if you get a closet done, put some baskets in so they can just plop in their pajamas or their t-shirts and they know exactly where they'll be. It's fine if they're not perfect. They're in a spot made just for that item. And that really helps keep kids organized.
Okay, great. And I love the look of baskets. Baskets look neat on a shelf.
Oh, yeah. Can buy some really cool ones now.
You have
and
some.
And we sell some really cool
ones.
Yeah,
you sell some gorgeous looking baskets in your showroom. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, Lisa, and speak with William in Loganville. William, you're on WSB. How are you today? Let's see. Did I press William? William. You're on W.
Hey.
Hi, how are you, William?
Hey, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Nice to talk with you, ladies. I want to talk about pantry. Hey, I want to talk about my pantry. You know, you buy stuff, you store it in the pantry. Some stuff you open, like cereals or spaghetti noodles or salt or rice or whatever, and it'd be in the bag. I want to kind of get something to store it in because, you know, a long time ago, we used to get these little flies and little gnats to get into the stuff and be like, I got to throw everything away. Just trying to get some ideas on how to store stuff in the pantry. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks, William. So I get what he's saying. Once you open it, how do you keep it fresh?
Yeah.
That's a little out of my wheelhouse, but I can tell you what I see a lot of people do is buying plastic containers that they label. And A, those plastic containers do not sit well on a wire shelf, so a custom pantry really helps in this situation. They line them up. People label them. We have some really crafty, creative people in Atlanta. But those plastic containers, if you open, a cereal box and you put it in plastic and put the lid on it and label it, will last much, much longer than leaving it in the box. So I think it's a great idea. I wish I were that organized at my house.
Well, I do that. I put them in the plastic container, and it has a little, rubber seal that keeps them airtight and fresh. And I've got a little label maker that I label them. And I do that for my sugar and my flour and my
Look at you.
Look at me go.
Impressive.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back with Javi in Athens who has a question. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Here's Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are organizing your life one room at a time with the help of Artisan Custom Closets and my friend Lisa Carlquist. And Lisa, we have time for one more call, so let's go right to the phone lines and speak with Javi in Athens. Javi, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good. How can we help you, sweetie?
Hey, Javi.
Hey, so me and my wife, we're churchgoers, obviously, and I have...
Oh, okay. Are you back, Javi?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So me and my wife go to church, and I have a lot of suits and ties, and as y'all may well know, suits take up a lot of room. And I just wanted some tips on how to organize my suits and ties and obviously her dresses as well. Thank you.
Okay. You can hang on the line and see if she has more questions for you.
Hey, Javi. Well, those clothes are important because you want to keep them neat and clean. The best way probably to do your suits is to hang your jackets and your pants together on one hanger. They make special hangers for that. And if you ever get your closet done, make a special section behind doors so it really protects your suits, keeps the dust off of them. And same for your wife's dresses. If you can have one or two sections of your closet where you can put doors on a cabinet and put those special items behind doors, you can really keep them clean, neat. They're going to last a lot longer and be dust free.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Like you do for sweaters. Like a sweater
right.
cabinet, like so he would do a cabinet behind doors.
Right. And for sweaters, and you can do it for anything, we can also do cedar backing. So it keeps everything smelling really good for a long time.
Oh, that's great because you don't have your suits cleaned every time you wear them.
You do not. or formal nice dresses for that matter either.
Okay, Lisa, how do you want folks to get in touch with you?
People should check out our brand new website at artisancustomcloset.com. It's very interactive. You can save all your favorites and we'll know exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, that's great. Okay, artisancustomcloset.com. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for joining us on Atlanta Living, and I'll hope to see you real soon.
All right. Thank you, Belinda. Have a great weekend.
You too, sweetheart. Coming up next is Kevin Gillespie with Gun Show. Stay tuned.